Our correspondent Michael Lippin has just returned to Washington from a trip to the Israeli-Jordanian border. He stopped in the cities of Eilat, Israel, and the neighboring Jordanian city of Aqaba. He joined us in the studio to talk about the neighboring areas.
Eilat is a big resort town. It's got lots of five-star hotels, beaches, highly developed. And Aqaba, which is just a few kilometers to the east, is Jordan's only port. It's less developed than Eilat, although the town itself is much older. The area has been inhabited for thousands of years. And most of the structures in Aqaba are fairly low level, but there's a very fast pace of development going on in Aqaba. There are a lot of hotels under construction. Some hotels will include man-made lagoons, and it appears as if the Jordanians are trying to catch up with Eilat in terms of attracting tourism and development to the region.
What about the people? How are the people different in the two cities?
Eilat draws a lot of visitors, a lot of internal tourists from within Israel and also from Europe. Jordan draws a lot of internal tourists also from within Jordan and other parts of the Arab world. Also, a lot of Israeli Arabs make their vacations in Aqaba. There's a very easy way to cross from Eilat to Aqaba. There's a border crossing just north of the two towns where you can cross by foot. And it's actually one of only two border crossings for people between Israel and Jordan.
Well, what can you tell us about their location there on the northern tip of the Gulf of Aqaba?
I can tell you that Israel and Jordan are two countries, two out of four countries that share the coastline of the Gulf of Aqaba. You have Eilat to the northwest, Aqaba to the northeast, and further south you have Egypt's Sinai Peninsula on the west and Saudi Arabia on the east. It's actually one of the few places in the world where you can see four countries, all four countries, at one time.
Correspondent Michael Lippin, who has just returned to Washington from the Israeli-Jordanian border.